Let's see if the chat works once you hit record. Oh, yeah, there it goes. We're good.
We're good? All right. Who's going to do the intro?
What? We got to do the intro every single time?
Because... Wait, hold on before you start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast.
False starts.
Well, Matt says we have every TV show, every they all have to start with some kind of intro so they know what they're listening to.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody cuts off Nick.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. And then Matt has a terrible list. Boom, 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 boom. Then we're going to talk about Jack is old and Skypec's not from Boston. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Norm!
Wow, that was really good. It was like an alternate version. That was nice.
Thank you.
Back in my fraternity days.
But why do we have to have that?
Who the fuck knows?
Back in my fraternity days, we were the only fraternity that owned our frat house and owned a bar on campus. And we had this thing called it was an event every year where like all the sororities and fraternities, like they joined together and made fun of each other. It was just a fun event. And that was the only time I ever died laughing was that someone made fun of my fraternity with the Cheers theme. And it was like, you know, because like the only people who hung out there was just us.
You can't make fun of people now, though.
Yeah, that's true. They actually got rid of it because like apparently people got offended. It's like, that's the whole point.
See?
But yeah, that was, it was like, you know, where everybody knows your name and the freshmen don't think you're lame, you know. it was really good.
I'm on season 10 of Cheers, my rewatch.
How many is there?
There's 11. Oh,
definitely goes to 11.
I skipped the first five, but I'm gonna go back and watch those. I think
that was gonna be my question. It was like, what's it like watching them back to back to back? Is there like a big shift from Diane to Christy Alley, you know, or can you tell? To me, the Technicolor in the first few seasons is really different when you could tell the shift in the way they shot it.
Well, I've watched some of the first four or five from season one, and it's Cliff wasn't really a big character then. He was just a guy, and then he became a main character, and then of course you have Coach instead of Woody.
Oh, Coach!
Yeah, you always forget about Coach.
Yeah, Coach,
I love the Coach episodes.
Yeah.
The Janie thinks, Jack, that you have mood lighting because you're just basically in the witness protection program right now.
Oh, maybe I am.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
And yeah. JP said, Matt's here? I must be watching a live broadcast.
Well, Matt said he has a top 10 list.
No, it's for the broadcast now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That didn't surprise me.
No, that's what I thought. I was shocked when you said it. I figured you made the mistake of realizing you were in the wrong chat.
Yeah, I was on the wrong chat. I do that all the time. So I did bring my list of crazy notes. Hopefully it makes sense. And one of us last.
I'm hoping it doesn't make sense. It's better that way. So what's been up with everyone since we last talked last week?
Well, big moves here. Big moves.
Big moves?
I no longer work in Providence.
Really?
Dun dun dun.
Where do you work now?
Hartford.
Dedham, Massachusetts.
Where is that at?
It is just outside of Boston. Dedham is a suburb. I would say probably 15 miles southwest of Boston.
Hmm. Nice. I see you have a JFK shirt on.
Oh yes, I do. Okay. This is my my JFK summer.
Oh, so that's before November 22nd, 1963, right?
It is.
It'd have holes in it if it
was there. Yeah, it'd be a very religious shirt, if you know what I'm saying.
The holes weren't in the shirt. It'd
be very holy.
What shirt you think would sell better? That one or one that after if you had
Seeing as I bought this one. I would say this one.
Do they offer the other one? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Is it a bad taste? Figure out.
Too soon?
Is it too soon? I mean, it's been, 54 years, right?
I think it's always too soon to open a show.
It's been 64 years.
I mean, this isn't After Dark.
It can't be 64 years. I'm only 55, and I was born in 62.
Guess we can go that dark.
See, with the big math.
I was told there'd be no math in this podcast.
Yes. I was told there'd be no math.
You questioned my math yesterday.
Oh, yes, right.
At first, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? I go, oh, I put equal instead of a little dot, yeah. A little dash.
Yeah, but I had to.
It was like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
To you.
I got to turn that light off. Hey, I'll be right back.
Priest is in the chat here. He points out that yesterday was RFK's 50th. So,
okay. So Jack.
Oh, wait. 55 this November. So yesterday would have been his 50th birthday?
Right.
Really?
No, it's 50th anniversary of the shooting.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it can't be the 50th anniversary of the shooting.
55 of JFK's will be this November.
Right.
RFK's 50th was yesterday.
Yes.
That's I see what you're doing there.
Wasn't it today?
No, yesterday, RFK.
And is today, is it today or yesterday D-Day?
Are you commenting on this, Jack? Actually, Jay.
No, that's Jack. He's just fucking with me. Okay. Oh, something happened to my video, apparently. So there I am again.
Yeah, there you are. I thought you left for another podcast. No, D-Day was yesterday, June 6th. Mm-hmm.
Today's June 6th.
Today.
Is today June 6th? Yeah. Well, what the fuck do I know? I never know when you don't work, you never know what day it is.
Summertime.
Yeah, I don't put dates out. Nothing.
It was revenge for when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
That's right.
It's Animal House reference.
And I got it because Matt was looking at this. I don't get that.
I'm still working on my list. I'm looking this over and thinking.
Matt only watches movies like The Notebook.
Hey, I just watched that movie of yours, Ragnadork.
Ragnadork?
Ranadork.
Randork.
Randork.
Actually, Randork. It's now on Netflix, so yes. I had an opportunity to catch it.
I watched it last week for the second time, and I like it, but like the first few minutes of it to me are they were trying to make it too much like Guardians of the Galaxy, I feel. Yeah. It's a bit too...
Hoping. It's a bit too heavy-handed. It really, like, the synergy and the humor, I think, happens later with Hulk and those scenes. Like, that's what I really enjoyed the most. So, and towards the end, but there was a moment where it lulled at the end where I was like, why don't you just go get him? Oh, now you've lost your eye, so now you can...
Hey, spoiler.
Now, I heard a really interesting theory. Has everyone seen Infinity Wars by now?
I have not seen Infinity Wars. I'm behind.
Which one is that? Because I've
seen it. The one's in theaters
Infinity
right now.
Infinity War, the most recent.
No, I haven't seen it. Dork Wars.
Dork Wars. There's going to be a two-part to it, too. So,
of course.
So, Infinite Dork Wars.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Well, never mind. I won't say my theory.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So you know,
I'll forget about it anyway.
You know how in the beginning, you know how it ends with Ragnarok, Chris. How they're on the ship. I almost said Randork. You know how they're on the ship, but you have Valkyrie, the Hulk, Thor, and Loki. But and then it picks up right there. But you don't see Valkyrie at all. So you know she left. No.
Isn't that a Tom Cruise movie?
It is.
Okay.
That was a good movie, by the way.
It is. It's a very good movie. Based on a true story.
My good friend, Tom Cruise.
I can come back now.
No, we're not.
Yeah. No. Okay. More Infinity Wars. Okay.
We'll be back in there now.
Well, it's just, okay. What if Bruce Banner / the Hulk is not in Infinity War at all? What if that is Loki the entire time just being him? Because if you see... the Hulk being defeated by Thanos in the very beginning in a fight, but then that's it. You don't see Loki. And then all of a sudden Loki is there and he's choking him. Wouldn't that make more sense for him to like image himself back and forth between the Hulk and so the person that Thanos actually kills is the fake Loki. And then he was the Hulk that they sent to Earth. And because like think about in the movie, like how many plot holes there are in the fact that the Hulk remembers everything. The Hulk doesn't remember when he's the Hulk. Bruce Banner remembers things as in when he's the Hulk. He can't ever merge into the Hulk. Yeah, like
is this when he was Bill Bixby or Ed Norton?
uh, I don't know. It's just a theory. I don't know.
It's a very interesting theory, and I like it. However, the only reason I don't think it's true is that throughout the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, there's never been a theme of plot twists like that. Like, there's never been any writing like that, like a big crazy twist reveal.
But they've already
to add one in this late in the game. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's.
Would it be too confusing for the?
No, I mean, but you've already seen it, especially in the very end of Thor 2 and Ragnarok, where Loki was already impersonating his dad and fooled everybody. It would make sense for him. But you look at like how comfortable Loki already knew Doctor Strange. Like everything lines up with that theory if you watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, Loki did do that with his dad, but it wasn't like a long con, right? So, I mean, this is like that you're talking the span of an entire movie,
yeah,
of the writers pulling some type of trick. Maybe that'd be kind of cool, man.
You're in Los Angeles. You're in so close to Hollywood, Nick. Just
tap someone on the street, be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, just march on over. Just say, you know, what studio is it at? Paramount.
Probably.
Just walk right in.
Yeah. Cliff used to live right next to it, actually. Paramount.
Hmm. Well, you have an inn. Cliff's in the inner circle.
Jay makes a point in the chat, actually. He said that he did it for 4 years in the MCU timeline.
Which Jay is, who?
He who should not be named.
Oh, he's actually in the chat?
Looks like it.
I don't think it is. I think it's Jack.
That's not me.
No, that's Jay.
Jack,
the reason why I know it's not Jack is Jack would never type the following words in an MCU timeline.
But Loki did that with his dad.
Jay, true. If you're in the chat, why don't you just join the call?
I don't want a podcast.
Is it because Matt's here and he's Jay number two?
I can leave at any time.
Actually, I think Matt's moved up to J number one. But what are we going to do when Matt leaves us for good, when he goes over to another podcast? I mean, what are we going to do?
He's actually being – it seems like he's being groomed.
It does. I mean, they're definitely recruiting him.
Okay. Now, look, I know there's some conspiracy theories out there. I am not joining the broadcast at all. They're just nice to me, okay? And
believe
I
me.
Nice to them.
Believe me. If I join the broadcast, knock that podcast right out. Best podcast ever.
Well, anyway, those that are most assured of themselves have a lot to prove. So you can put that on a t-shirt, by the way.
Okay, I'm writing that down right now.
That must be like really blowing up right now, because I keep seeing t-shirts nonstop just being pitched at me. That are kind of like what you're doing, Jack. Just like they're just catchphrases on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what I've gone. That's been my niche now. I just go straight to the catchphrase, just different things. My latest one is let's just go straight to the friend zone. So I figured that would be a popular. I figured that'd be a popular one.
Well,
I checked. There's nothing on Amazon merch that says that. So I went and said, I'll do it.
There's one that. There's one that I came dangerously close to buying the other day. All it said was "sarcasm is the way I hug people," and I was
I saw that one. I said, "Ah, damn it!"
No. Sorry, JP says Matt loves the broadcast when he signs off of that show. It's always great show, one in a thousand.
I can't see the chat. My chat.
One in a million is greater than one in a thousand. That's really
that's the point.
That's really low, JP. Really low. Anyway,
hold on a second. We're not gonna get no bidding war for you. If you want to leave, leave.
No, I'm not. Did I ask for money?
I don't know. I'm waiting for that to come up.
Well,
why do you think Jay's not on here anymore?
I have. Just because we were talking about it, I have the top 10 Jack's failed ideas at t-shirts.
there's more than 10. Yes.
Are we getting straight to it? Straight to the top 10 of Jack's
Is that 10? Is that top 10 this week?
Or? Yeah, that's not top 10.
Well, okay. To be fair, I went from I could only do 10 shirts on Amazon merch to 25, and then boom, I went to a I have to I literally have now come up with 100 ideas now.
So, well, so Jack, tell us. We need a live update. How is the Tweet Pink campaign going for you?
Nothing. I got a few likes, but that was it. Wow. Well, I can't do it on Amazon merch.
We have to trend it.
So I had to put it on. I had to put on
Public. It is actually its own trending thing. You know, Tweet Pink. It has to do with breast cancer.
Amazon merch is really strict on what they do. So I mean, I can't put anything that. Well, it's funny. I put something that has the word Facebook right in it, but Tweet, they rejected.
I think I'm going to have to change to some of these top 10 ideas now. Oh, here's the main one. Okay. Yeah. I usually start off with a couple and then I try to decipher.
All right. I'm going to write these down because I need like another 45.
Wait, are we getting into a top 10 list this early in the show?
I just thought, why not? We're already talking about t-shirt ideas.
I'm down. Let's go for it.
And by the way, Jack, we're recording this live, so you can always rewind and listen to it.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. It's too much trouble.
No. You have to download them. I'd rather just write it down.
Yes.
I rewind it, but then I go to the beginning. I go, why do they do that stupid intro? I don't get it.
Our intro was great.
I don't understand why we have to have an intro every week.
Well, you know.
You sound like my wife when we do the Dancing with the Stars. Or she goes, why do we have to give our names each week? I go, because that's what you do. Don't give your name. I don't care.
I feel like I should have made more of these shirts about Cindy. because that would be really interesting to put out there. All right. Starting off at the bottom, which might be the best or the worst, depending on how you look at the list. I'm thinking, you know, because you like to do really large images, just a really large image of a hand and a slogan that says, someone's going to get slapped.
Someone's going to get slapped. Okay, so we're going for the violence.
This is just a suggestion. You could also just break that down into one phrase, which is slappy. Like a slappy. Big hand, and it just says slappy.
Slap happy.
Slap happy.
Remember, these are failed attempts at Jax.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He emailed these to me earlier, actually.
I would just have a hashtag wow.
Hashtag wow. I think that's been done. There's a whole song about it. Yeah. All right, number nine. You got to picture this, though.
Okay. I'm still trying to get by the violent one.
It doesn't have to be violent. You know, it depends on how you use your, as Jay puts it, Comic Sans font. You know, if you want that slappy
put a happy slap, happy font, then slapping someone across face is happy.
Hey, these are failed. Okay, I didn't.
Maybe you're trying to wake them up.
Maybe
maybe they passed out or something.
I think this next one is really you were trying to aim for the moms in the group because it's just or any parent, okay? Because you know, I'm not trying to exclude dads. We've all been there. It's just
Father's Day is coming up soon.
It is, and this would be a perfect gift for that father that's too tired to care. Just four blueberries,
two raisins,
and one Cheerio. That's it. Just an image of that.
All right, four raisins. Two
could be in the lower bottom. It could be in the corner pocket.
And a one Cheerio.
One Cheerio. Yeah, it's got to just be some random shit.
Yeah.
By the way, this is after dark. We get to cuss.
No explanation.
No explanation. You don't need.
Just let it percolate.
Just let it percolate.
It says comma hashtag Super Bowl.
I'm anti NFL now, so I don't even know if I'm doing the tweeting the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, I know. My wife's trying to tweet my paintings. I don't know. She's trying to do a closeout sale on my paintings.
Right? I saw that. Was that her? I thought that was you.
I never checked. Did you tweet about the NBA finals?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not watching it, no.
All right.
Sorry.
So by the way, the four blueberries, two raisins, and one Cheerio, that's an image. So not just words. So I think you just need to have an image.
Well, I'm not great. I could probably draw a Cheerio.
Yeah.
But the blueberry and the raisins might be tough. They might look the same.
Just go over to Jay's, pull back his oven, take a picture. There's some random food back there.
It'll be something from Costco.
I don't know. He did have that service that came out and cleaned. So, just saying that anybody that's has kids.
Oh, you're saying that his kitchen was going to be a mess.
No. He's in the chat right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he said truth. Okay.
There you go.
Solid. All right. This next one, I think this is definitely going to bring you some awards. It says,
I just want cash. I don't care about awards. I have my podcast award that Jay's very jealous that he doesn't have.
This is a very Trumpian quote there from you there, Jack.
I'm making podcasts great again.
One Ramblecast at a time. Welcome to Yorktown, PA, birthplace of America.
It once was the capital of the United States.
Right, but you can claim it as the birthplace of America on your t-shirt.
I get what you're going. So could I say first in flight? York, Pennsylvania, first in flight?
That's North Carolina. They're first in flight.
Are you sure?
I am sure. So, all right. Hey, if you want to go for the Yorktown, PA, I know you got a lot of family back
it's
there.
It's not Yorktown. It's just York.
Oh, excuse me.
Yorktown's in Virginia.
Well, I thought Yorktown was like an aircraft carrier.
I can only know so much of your personal back history.
It's not the Yorktown peppermint patty.
Well, when you bite into a York,
which is one of Jay's favorite candy things. I can't call it a candy bar because he'll get all emotional and cry about it because it's round.
Wow.
It's not a candy bar. You shouldn't have won.
I wouldn't consider it a candy bar either.
Well, I'm just saying that because we had the whole Reese's thing.
I mean, do you consider an Oreo a candy bar? No.
It's a cookie.
An Oreo is a cookie. It totally is. Although they do make those Oreo kind of break bars, right? Don't they?
I don't know what sets Jay off. If it's round, it can't be considered a candy bar.
Fuck you, Chris.
Jay just says it is top five. What is? Is it or is not a candy bar, Jay?
Is it in Jay's top five of candy to eat?
Oh, top five. Okay.
The York peppermint patty is not a candy bar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't want to. What do you call it? A York peppermint
patty.
It's a patty, but okay. So if we had best patty, if we had a versus top patty, who would win? Peppermint patty? Yeah.
Or York bun peppermint patty.
Bun patty. Yeah.
Bun patty.
Bun patty bun would probably win.
Are there any other patties we can do?
We have patty melt.
Saint Patty. Wow, there's more patties than I thought.
There is a lot of patties out there. Smith. Oh, and Patty from The Leftovers.
Leftovers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, Chris wouldn't know about that show.
Yeah, he hates the whole thing.
I saw it. I hate it. It's terrible.
Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
Terrible.
Yeah. I, Mandy, I might save the best list for the broadcast. It's yet to be determined. Remember, these are Jack's failed t-shirt attempts, okay? It takes the pressure off.
Actually, some of these are pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to crush it with this next one.
All right. Can't wait.
So this is really easy, even with your photo ability. You just take a picture of a crushed can, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any kind of can?
Any kind of can will do. Beer would be preferable for this.
Okay.
Hashtag Super Bowl.
What does the hashtag Super Bowl have to do with it?
This is Jack's tweets on shirts.
You know what?
I'm typing it in the chat. I'm gonna see
if Amazon will let me make that shirt. Hashtag Super Bowl.
You're taking all my good ideas now.
Hashtag Yorktown Super Bowl.
Well, hey, look, I messed up on the Yorktown. It's not my fault that I know your entire history. I should have remembered that it was York.
You should have, but that's okay.
Yeah, like Michael York.
I'm sure you know where all the people the broadcast were born at.
Oh, man. I'm never going to live down this broadcasting thing, am I? all right. Crushed can.
I forgot. We're on crushed can still.
Crushed can. Picture crushed can. And then below it, you have this slogan. And I've put it in the chat right there. It is Khalij Tuchan. Yeah, like college tuition. Exactly. So it's good. It's a thinker, right?
Okay, all right.
I got you.
Misspelled college tuition. Okay.
On a beer budget.
On a beer budget. Crushed beer can. Okay.
All right. So misspell college.
Misspell college and tuition too.
And tuition. Got it.
Got it. All right. Next one.
You should put the Ramblecast phone number up there the way you texted it last night with the equals. Call anytime.
Well, you know, it took me a second too, and I saw that she. I go, "What is the phone number?" I go, "Wait, she had 209." I go, "It's 309."
0311.
Call anytime. She was dialing 385-209-0311. I don't know who she was calling, but they probably weren't happy at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you for calling the Love Line.
I got to talk about Westworld. Someone answers. I don't watch Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld.
We all like Westworld.
That's shirt idea number 7.
Westworld. Yeah. Yeah, Westworld.
Yeah, Westworld.
Yeah. Hashtag Westworld.
Well, it's better than this other idea, which I had, which was an image of grain elevators and a sunset, and it just says evening. And by the way, evening is spelled like this for anyone that is.
Well, I'm not in the chat, so wondering. I
so,
oh, I thought you were going to show like a farm and say I love San Diego or something.
I did have a couple San Diego ideas on here. I thought they were kind of low hanging.
There are farms in San Diego, pot farms.
Pot farms.
We have avocados are big in San Diego.
Yes, they are.
So there you go. Pot and avocado, I think, is what the two best things that grow it.
And fish tacos.
Really, fish tacos. That place. Anyway, back to this list.
Well, cause I don't have any money, so I have to.
Okay, it's a picture. I know it's. You're gonna have to do some digging around for this one. Two kittens with flowers. It's important that they have flowers. I think. A thought bubble coming from one of the kittens says, "Spanos sucks." It's like you can make the other cat say whatever you want or nothing at all.
I did have a Spano sucks and Amazon merch said no, I couldn't do that.
But I think with the kittens and the flowers, they're not going to know.
Alternate shirt idea for same image. I love my paw drays.
Oh. Hey, did you guys see that fan, that girl that cut the beer? I posted it on Patreon page. She cut the beer. She got the ball with her beer. A foul ball behind home plate. She caught it and then down the beer.
Mm-hmm. With the ball. She had to do that.
Yeah. She had. Well, I like I said, the beer was probably $15. There's no way. I mean, I'm glad I got. I mean, everyone just gets happy. Have you guys all got a foul ball at a baseball game?
No.
I got a batting practice ball.
Batting practice doesn't count.
I think Ralph actually caught it on top of the Green Monster.
Yeah, but batting practice doesn't count.
Now, you don't actually see the ball go into the cup. It happened so fast. I'm sure it really happened, but that was just kind of...
So you're thinking she put... You're saying that this... Because people in San Diego don't lie, so you're saying she put the ball in the cup.
Well, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of displaced beer, so she was either a champ at, like, pre-drinking...
I would think, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I would think the velocity of the ball coming down would either bust the cup or project enough beer out to where she'd be soaked.
Well, maybe the beer the ball acted as a cork, and when it hit the cup, it kind of just locked the beer.
Knocked it out of anyone's hand.
Yeah.
So now we're saying the woman is lying.
I'm saying it's fake publicity for the shitty Padres.
Hey, they're only 5 games back.
In your division?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Broken clocks right twice a day.
There you go.
That's how I feel about my lists.
Yeah, it was a it was a cool thing. I mean, I was like, oh, that's pretty neat.
Well, you know, we don't have Trevor Hoffman anymore. Hell's Bells. What else do they have in San Diego? What do they have? I mean, it's a beautiful stadium. But I've gotten 2 foul balls. From an actual when the game was in play, not batting. I mean, I have hundreds of batting practice balls. Big deal. Sorry, I hate to rain on your parade there, Chris, but
that's cool.
I got to go to a baseball game.
One I actually got because I was in someone else's seat, and I actually had a beer in one hand.
At least my team can hit in play.
Yeah, that's okay. But I had a beer in one hand. It bounced. I caught it in the other hand. The lady goes, you know, you're sitting in our seats. You caught my foul ball. I go, hey, thanks. So I didn't give her the ball. And the other one just landed in my lap. I was sitting in the down the first baseline. So nothing big, but they, at least they were regular game action balls.
I don't think I've been to enough games, actually.
There were strikes, Jack.
Strikes?
I still have it. Like, I love it, like, how big game tickets have gotten in the last 10 years. Because, like, every concert ticket and game ticket have now, they're always, like, this big now. You know, like, yeah. The size of your wallet.
Because people save them to collect
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I do, too. But, like my Cardinals tickets I have from 91 and 92, 93, they're like, the size of your thumb. Like, they're nothing. And then I've got one from the Rangers when Nolan Ryan was playing for them. And, like, you know, it's maybe just slightly smaller than a credit card.
Yeah, but now it's like people collect them.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, when the Clippers were in San Diego, I have they're like little, you know, those little tickets you get for like a raffle. It's like they give you one ticket.
Sure.
That's the size of the tickets for the Clipper games.
Wow. So Amy in the chat was just mentioning there's a trial in Boston right now for a girl that was hit by a foul ball. She's suing for $8.5 million.
That'll get thrown out.
So, comparative story. A girl that I went to school with many moons ago, I played rugby in college, and she was in the women's rugby team. And she got hit with a broken bat. Like, ooh. Trot Nixon, one of my favorite Red Sox players of all time, broke his bat in a foul ball. Well, a shard of the bat went flying into the stands and like impaled her leg, like fucked her up pretty good. She didn't sue. She just went to the hospital, got taken care of, came back, and I think got like free games for like, I don't know, two or three home stands. But the girl got like a severed leg, for crying out loud, from a baseball bat. And she just took it like a woman.
What are the odds that that girl that is suing for $8.5 million was texting and wasn't paying attention?
Well, I think this has already happened once before, where an audience member has been injured at just any sports, like people like a basketball player diving into the fans.
Oh, she looks like a basic bitch.
But I think it's in the fine print.
You couldn't say that in the broadcast, could you, Matt?
No, but no. Dude, look at this.
Well, I'm.
Well, oh, maybe that's why the worse. Tickets are so. Maybe that's why the tickets are so big now. They have to put like the contract on the back, because I know that they says on your ticket if you get hit, oh well.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think it's in the basic fine print when you buy a ticket. It's like you assume the risk of anything that could happen to you.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, literally.
I think the only way you could successfully sue someone is if it was like batting practice and some athlete deliberately picked up the baseball and the bat and hit it into the audience.
Yeah.
And on purpose.
I know Padre tickets, it says, if you die of boredom, it's not our fault. We're doing the best we can.
She's claiming she had brain damage.
Well, yeah, sure. I could imagine that might happen.
And I'll tell you,
where attention. She
was sitting. No, she was sitting in the fucking rich people section in the EMC club, which is like a $400 seat.
Yeah,
maybe she got hit by a bowl of nachos.
You started to use the Lexus voice. She's probably driving something better than a Lexus.
This girl is probably driving a Mercedes. Bentley.
Or yeah,
she was driving my Bentley. Yeah. You know, this woman wasn't driving. Put it this way. This is she was definitely not driving. Let me see. She's asking for $9.5
million. $9.5
million.
Yeah, I thought Amy said 8.5.
Well, Amy was wrong, I guess. It's 9.5. Yeah, I unless, like I said, unless someone picked up the ball and threw it at her, I don't think she should get a dime. That's just, I don't even haven't even heard the case, but you go there knowing there's a risk involved.
I'm not touching this story with a 10-foot bat. But I did get to go to a baseball game over the weekend, so that was a lot of fun. And it was in the suites, so That was kind of nice being able to have the.
What team do you have in Indiana?
Indianapolis Indians, the minor league team. So
they're still called the Indians.
Yep. So they don't have a mascot that's an Indian though. So, and it's actually right across the street from the Edeljork, which is a museum of Native American.
Now I think you're flat out making shit up about Me? This lovely state of yours.
First in baseball.
He's a Hoosier.
It has to do with Indiana. So.
Oh, not Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, they're two separate states, completely different. One's like a big heart, and the other one like.
You sure they're not like the same state?
No, no.
I get them confused. I apologize.
It's okay.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for the president.
What? Sure.
Thanks for the president.
Oh. What? Huh? You mean Indiana? Oh, the vice president. Yeah. Well, I get what you're saying.
Well, your state went red, right? So my state went red also. So.
I think Chris is making a comment about the vice president.
Both, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for the whole deal.
Is Matt done with his list?
No, I was right in the middle of it, but we broke down. So.
What is that sound? It's like a paper wrapper. Oh, no, not that.
No.
Paper wrapper? My paper? My actual paper?
Is this Jay farting on the Westworld podcast?
It sounds like someone's like taking a candy wrapper and just like crinkling it by the microphone.
Because he got accused of it again this week. Is Jay still in the chat?
I haven't heard. Ed's wrote anything lately.
Yeah, he got accused of farting again.
Yeah.
Actually, I accused him towards the end of the podcast. I heard something. He goes, no, that's my mic. You hear,
what? You gotta go. It's just gas.
I don't know what the big deal is, but he makes
he's definitely not coming on tonight.
Thanks. He makes his mic sound like it's... It clearly wasn't what I heard.
He's like...
That was the baby.
Yeah. It was the baby. All right, Matt.
All right. So,
oh, there he is. He is here. Jay, I mean, continue.
Okay. So, next step. Again, this might take some work on your part, but it's the word.
Wait, I've already done the work.
What number is this?
I think we're on number 4 technically, because Westworld was one.
Why don't you number them? Then you know.
I did, but we kind of made some stuff up on the fly, and then.
Oh, okay. You know. All right. Then Chris Giraldo with the $9.5 million lawsuit.
That might be another thing that you could just have as a T-shirt idea.
Hashtag says $9.5 million.
Yeah, I got this T-shirt. Like I tried to win a $9.5 million lawsuit, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
If you can get it.
Let's just have a baseball hat with a fake baseball on the side of the hat.
I really was trying not to touch this subject with a tenth of that. All right. It's a silhouette of an electric guitar. Ooh, it sounds like Jack. Totally.
Yeah, I'm jamming.
And the slogan says, free pickups. Okay. Then on the back, it can also say, and drugs.
All right.
I don't know. You can play around with the drugs part, but free pickups though is the main
free pickup. That's nice.
Yeah, electric guitar.
Not acoustic.
Not acoustic.
Nothing played by the Eagles.
You could have an acoustic guitar, and then you'd have two different varieties to go with this pickups thing. But not an actual pickup.
Okay.
Number 3, I think we're at number 3. It's, well, you know, I'm always a big fan of the handwritten coupon, especially if it's for sex. But this one doesn't say sex, and obviously I was on this idea of free pickups. This just says free me.
Free me?
Yeah.
So am I a prisoner?
You know, it's kind
wait,
of like
oh, wait,
a,
oh, wait, is this your way of telling you to free you from this podcast so you can leave?
I think it's like you can take of it what you will. Is it free me? Like you get me for free? Hey, ladies, right? Or is it free me from this prison.
Free me.
That's the great thing about a slogan. It can mean a lot.
I can't
of
do Roger Dulcich.
Like, sorry, lock her up means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Slogans have a lot of meaning behind them.
Can't you see that I'm okay?
Anyway, I realize that
I don't know who that is, but I'm singing it.
My t-shirt slogans may not be the best, but I guess I did.
Wait,
have,
I thought they were my t-shirts.
They
keep
were.
You keep taking failed. Credit for my bad ideas.
Yeah, Matt, what the heck?
I get so confused with these papers that I keep rattling around. I was really into the, or you were really into the smashed idea. So smashed burrito. And it says San Diego is for tacos.
So actually, that's not a bad one.
San Diego is for tacos.
San Diego is for tacos.
Yes, it is, Jack.
That's a great one.
Yes, it is. It's terrible.
But that's but they have to be terrible. You have to get that off the wall idea.
All right. Okay. That's that one might get okay.
I'm gonna send that one through this week.
Okay.
Jack, I think you're probably better off just sticking to selling other people's awesome t-shirts.
you know that one hasn't sold at all.
Oh, really?
That's kind of impressive. That shirt was awesome.
Yeah, it was, but I've not made a dime off the one with the upside down swoosh that says "just don't." What? Don't do it.
Just don't.
He sells tons of them. I go, I don't get it. So it, you know, anyway.
People like that stuff, man.
I get it. I don't get it, but I understand it.
I can't remember if we're on number two or number one.
I don't remember.
Two. Number two. Are we sure? Because I thought that last one was number two.
Okay.
I'm craving tacos, though. Is that wrong?
I had fish tacos for lunch. It was awesome.
Really? I haven't had a fish taco in 20 years.
Well,
this one doesn't have anything to do with fish tacos. And since we're so close to the end, I will finish this off. This one.
Let you finish, Jay.
Might be a little controversial. I don't know how you're going to do it. It's more of a visual image, so I don't...
I'm still waiting for someone to finish my scramble.
Your scramble?
Scrambled eggs, the egg thing I sent you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Fuck it now. Doesn't matter.
I'm really fast on the quick draw there.
Yeah, we know.
All right. It's a picture of the White House on fire. Steve
what?
Urkel.
What do I want to do? Did I do that?
Yeah. And Jar Jar Binks.
I'm burning down the White House. Can I go to jail for that?
I'm not saying that you're burning down. It's just a t-shirt. You don't get blamed for
burning it. Down the house.
Exactly. But it's Steve Urkel and Jar Jar Binks. I don't even need to put the catchphrase. Did
why
I
are they, why are they
they'll
together?
Just see that. And they'll
know. I knew that.
Right.
You know, he was only supposed to be on one episode. I'm not talking about Jar Jar. I'm talking about Urkel.
Yeah, I think Jar Jar should have just been a
better shirt. If you get an image of Donald Trump dressed like Steve Urkel,
ooh, there's some photoshopping.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
The orange
I'd
Urkel.
Buy that shirt.
Runners up. I had I kind of got stuck with
I'm still stuck on San Diego is for tacos.
Well, you probably won't like these other ones. My runners up were. Mainly because have you seen this?
You mean my runners up?
Yeah, your runners up. Excuse me. Have you seen these luggages, these luggage cases with people's faces on them now?
Yes, I have seen them.
All right. So I was thinking something like that, except you put your mom's face on a t-shirt. You could put Nick's mom's face on a t-shirt.
I'd buy that. Only if she's wearing the mask.
And, it might sell more than Kennedy. I got to be careful because Maria Shriver is a close personal friend of mine, so I got to be careful what I say.
I got stuck on the face thing. Also, Cam's face on a t-shirt too.
No one's ever seen Cam's face.
Well, the serial killer did post a picture of him saying it was him, so I don't know if it was him or not.
Yeah, it's just some kid. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, maybe not the best. I have another another good one, but I'll say that for another time.
I'm so sorry.
You farted too, didn't
this
you?
Just in. This just in.
This just in.
This is good enough to JP Lesser, who is quickly becoming a runner-up for Matt's replacement,
Fuck you, JP.
Sent over this shirt. And this is a shirt for Matt. And it is a shirt that says, show me your kitties.
I have seen that shirt before. So, yeah, way to go, JP. Thanks for shitting on
me. I think JP would be a good replacement for Matt if Matt does leave us.
You guys are trying to make me leave you,
Jack. How have you not sold a "What Would Greco Do" shirt?
Maybe I got to put that on there.
We want 5% of that to the proceeds.
But how many people know who Greco is? other than listen to this podcast,
maybe more people that have bought your shirt so far.
I don't know. I've done pretty well with the "I love complaining." Just saying.
Well, you got to have something like with his image on it, which I don't think you can make one with. Or maybe you could.
Would you do with like crackhead Greco or like 80s heartthrob Greco?
You got to go with crackhead Greco.
Yeah,
I think so.
If looks could kill.
Yeah.
If looks could kill. There you go.
With the crackhead Greco.
You got to have crackhead Greco.
Oh, that's so meta because you get like confused because that movie he was in. He's like a super spy. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot more people that might. Yeah. By the way, did everybody that buy the "I love complaining" T-shirt, was that your family?
I don't know.
It's like surprise, like Christmas presents for you.
Jack actually bought them for stocking stuffers for his right. For next Christmas.
And I signed him.
Oh, JP's coming in hot. Patrick Swayze is my number 5 T-shirt.
Wait, just Patrick Swayze? Patrick Swayze is my number... That's just it. Just says that.
Patrick Swayze is my number 5 T-shirt. I don't think I can use it. I don't think you can use Patrick Swayze, though.
Roadhouse.
But you can use an image of Richard Greco.
Because I don't think Amazon knows who Richard Greco is.
Oh, by the way, I do have...
I'm just being honest. Richard, you're listening. I'm sorry. But
of Richard Greco, too, that I did. So
yeah.
Oh, well, man.
Poor Richard Greco. Poor Richard Greco. Anyway. Is that the list, Matt?
Yeah, the runners-up were basically just faces.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could go a lot of places with your face.
With my face, or?
No, just people that we don't know.
Yeah, why are people doing... they're doing images of themselves.
Oh, I've got
on their luggage.
On their luggage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess if you lose your luggage...
There's only one.
Yeah, you can identify it. It's like, hey, there I am.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then so can the serial killers. Huh. There's my target.
Oh, great. Not only is that my target, I can shove you in your own luggage. Cut you up in little pieces. You fit perfectly.
What about baggage handlers? I mean, they're going through the bags. They're like, man, this person looks hot. I'm opening up their shit.
I want to see what he's wearing.
Mm-hmm. What if we started a Richard Greco luggage line? Crackhead Richard Greco luggage.
Greco's crackhead face on every piece of luggage, guaranteed to not be searched.
No, it would be searched.
Or will it be searched?
There's drugs in this suitcase.
Just put a big pot leaf on it and see what happens.
There you go.
I got a t-shirt campaign idea. We can do kill two birds with one stone to settle the whole friend zone debate. We could make two shirts, one that says the friend zone is real and another one says the friend zone is fake. And then we can just see which shirt sells more.
I'm going to write this down because I'm sure that's not out there. Friend zone is real.
Yeah, we could totally like take the Twilight Zone image and then just say the friend zone or something.
Oh, yeah. Could do that.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's real, but that's just me. I don't want to upset Matt.
It's not just you, Jack.
I don't want to upset Matt because I know it's part of his podcast. But
he can't go against the broads.
No,
he'll lose his job.
Are you battling out with Jay to who's going to be the fourth member of the broadcast?
I'm not even clamoring to be on the broadcast.
You're awful defensive there.
Jay was totally on the, I don't know about this recent one, but the last one. Yeah, like they're talking about turtles, and all of a sudden Jay just appears and just talks like 25 minutes about turtles.
This is, what, This is what Jay told me. I was just walking by. Jay doesn't walk anywhere. just saying.
All right, here's another T-shirt for you. I think Matt is full of this. I think you might be able to sell a lot of it. You just do hashtag Broadacity. Dude, these are gonna win. I'm telling you, these will sell.
I could retire.
The force is well done at gmail.com. You can make that a T-shirt. See what happens.
Matt, the number two girl on the broadcast.
There you go.
Okay. I see where this podcast is going. It's turned quickly to shit on Matt.
Oh,
Mandy?
I like Mandy's. Or you could have like I'm going to go a step further. You could have a mashup of the Chinatown and Matt's image on the same T-shirt. You know.
Or what's Matt? Do you use a different name on the broadcast? You go by like Patrick Swayze.
I have not been on the broadcast except for one fucking show.
He actually goes by Maud.
I would be only so lucky. You know, B. Arthur was a
picture of Maud and putting Matt's face on it.
Did you know she was a Marine? Did you know B. Arthur was Marine?
I believe it.
I could believe it. Yeah.
She was one of the first like female Marines.
So. That's awesome. And did you know like Julia Child was a CIA agent?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, Julia Childs.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the chickens out of my hand.
You ever see the Dan Aykroyd one doing Julia Childs? She cuts herself.
I love that. Like, I'm sure you guys have seen Airheads, you know, an early 90s movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're take over the radio station and they start naming all these bizarre things. They're like, naked pictures of B. Arthur. And they're like, why? It's like, so we can claim insanity, you know?
Poor B. Arthur. Talented woman, person.
Hey, she's the most memorable thing about the Christmas special.
Well, come on, the cartoon.
I'm not saying the best. I'm saying she's the most memorable.
Okay, yes.
That and Chewie's family has pants.
Yeah, but her singing is atrocious, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone is saying horribly in that.
Yeah.
There's nothing good.
But she had two hit shows. She had Maude, and she had Golden Girls. And she was also All in the Family.
I will still watch. I will still watch Golden Girls if it comes on. If I just happen to say, I'm like, I'll watch Golden Girls episode.
The show's funny,
but I guess her and Betty White did not get along.
Oh, really?
T-shirt idea for the broadcast. The girls can get on this. You got to take the font from Golden Girls and actually put broadcast. That would sell.
Yeah,
broadcast sure. Girls.
No. I get what you're saying broadcast. About the font of Golden Girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd have to have the broad at the top and the cast at the because they do the Golden Girls as two lines. Yeah.
Colleen, get on
totally
it.
Totally seen it.
I'm still eagerly awaiting an Owen and Bruce T-shirt. I think our artwork is awesome.
I agree.
Well, why don't they put it on Teespring?
They haven't. Our only merch we have right now is still broadcast.
Can we get on Teespring or like one of those websites? Give us like barbecue utensils with the bar logo on it.
That'd be cool.
Well, barbecue. Do we know an artist?
Do we know an artist that any other artists around here that don't happen to be just wanting to
I know,
do
Jack.
That?
I thought you were moonlighting as one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stick figures, yes. Yes, not my. I'm not an artist. I don't claim to be. I'm starving, but I'm not an artist.
Those go two together. Starving artist.
Starving artist, yes. Actually, I'm the heaviest I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah.
Just sitting around?
Just sitting around. I can't actually. Since last year, since I hurt my back, I've gained 25 pounds.
Oh.
So, Jack, a couple episodes ago, you did commit to us that you were going to give yoga a try.
Yeah, I went and bought some yogurt instead. I just I figured that would be easier.
They both come from India, so
yeah.
I'm half tempted to, on behalf of the Ramblecast, write a letter to Diamond Dallas Page, saying that we have some rehabilitation that needs to happen on our show with you, and get you to be like a keynote, like the guy from Hawaii, the paratrooper guy from the DDP yoga that couldn't walk. And then once Diamond Dallas Page got his hands on him, the dude is like sprinting it now.
All right, he's a success story. What about me? I'd be the guy. We're not talking about you. You're hopeless.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it'd be a good story.
I don't know if I could do it. I become a wimp.
You can do it, Jack.
All right. I'll start it tomorrow. But you know, the problem is I wake up and it's not tomorrow. It's today.
Matt makes a great point here. Jack, you should go on the Richard Grieco diet. I think it consists of nothing but crack, cocaine, maybe a vitamin midweek.
By the way, that's Treese. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, yeah. It's like Priest.
So it wasn't, because I didn't hear Matt say anything.
Yeah, Treese. Yeah. Not.
All right. So the Richard Grieco diet, I'm writing that down. Mm-hmm. I got to do something. And this is ridiculous. It is. I'm sorry.
Same here. Like, you know, in January of last year, I came back from India. I weighed 172, I think. And now I'm at 192. And it's like, crap.
But you're what? 6 foot? What? 6'1"?
6'1". Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm 5. Well, I used to be 5'8", now I'm 5'7". I've reached that age where you start shrinking. It's not because you're in cold water. I'm 191 now. Mm-hmm. Now, over a year and a half ago, I was reffing hockey games. I was doing all kinds of stuff. So I was exercising. But now people confuse me for Jay now.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's not fair.
Because I just sit around and do nothing.
Whatever. I'm working on my dad bod.
Yeah. Look, man, when you work like I do and you got two kids, it's hard.
Do you know what it's like to have two kids? I had three. No, you don't know what it's like to have two, though.
Yeah, mine are boys, though. You had girls.
I had three girls. That's right.
You had three girls.
Now I don't want anyone from the... Now, Matt, don't go relaying that to the broadcast. I was just joking.
But seriously, Jack, looking out for you, it with full interest in your health and well-being,
okay.
You do it.
All right.
Like, you're actually the textbook definition of who should do this, right? So, like, they model their entire, like, DVD/exercise package around people who feel like they just can't do it.
Okay.
Have you looked it up how much it is?
It's like $60. I have it.
Oh, it's a DVD. Like,
so you're okay. still, because I know you were doing it before. Are you still doing the yoga?
I'm not doing it every day, but I do it every couple of days. I'll pop in a 30-minute yoga session.
Okay. All right.
Now, is it just regular stretching yoga, or is it hot yoga, or what is it?
I would never do hot yoga, just because, number one, I think the idea of it sucks. And number two, I would absolutely pull a J in the middle of a session, and it would be very embarrassing.
Yeah, because it's like a good hot, stinky, wet fart.
Yeah. People swear by it, though. Like, but I don't know. Just not for me. I've never been
the yoga or the hot farts?
Yes. So I've actually never done a yoga class. Like, I've never gone to like a yoga studio and been amongst others. I've only done it in the living room.
Because you have to have your own mat, right? You have to bring it, not you, Matt. But like,
yeah, you go down to Marshall's and get a mat for like $10. You're fine. But like, I do, we have Beachbody on demand. So we have like all of the P90X, all the Insanity, all that crap right there on demand TV. Amanda does a phenomenal job. She does it every day, some of those workout videos. But
so she's one of those people.
Yeah, she's in great shape. And then I do the yoga stuff. So I'm actually, I go back and forth between the DDP yoga and then the Beachbody on demand yoga.
I used to watch Jack Elaine as a kid. I don't know if you guys remember Jack Elaine,
the Juice Man.
Yeah, well, he was like 90 and still swimming across the river, whatever he was doing. And then we got cable. And then you had, what's her name? Denise Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Was that her? And then there was another girl that was, I just watched those. I never actually got down and exercise.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Captain Ireland. Yes. I watched
my VHS copy of the movie Breakin', one of my favorite movies of all time growing up, was on the same tape that my mom had a Jane Fonda workout video on. And every time I wanted to watch Breakin', I had to fast forward through the leotards to get to Breakin'. Drove me nuts.
I mean, Jane Fonda is what, like 70 something?
Yeah, she's getting up there. Yeah.
But she's still very attractive. But there's something about Jane Fonda where in my generation, it's not always you can admit that you like mm-hmm. Jane Fonda. Just saying, not to get political. But it's dicey.
But I remember watching Barbarella as a kid going like, whoa, I mean, that was forever ago. I remember, like, this is the opening credits. She's naked the entire time. And you're like, dang. Because it really peaked with the opening credits. And you're like, she's not naked the rest of the movie.
Wait, you peaked or the movie peaked?
Harpersville is a weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
Yeah.
They should have. Why don't they remake it?
They should.
Who plays
with
the part?
Plot.
Yeah, well, we don't have to have a plot. Who plays the part of Barbarella? What actress takes the part of Barbarella in the remake?
Richard Grieco.
Which actor? Who do we pick? Who's a hot actress right now?
Well, she's taking a break, but Jennifer Lawrence would be fine after she comes back.
Why is she taking a break?
Because she wants to. And that's her last few films haven't been that successful. So, and she's kind of oversaturated, though.
I like when she's on Graham Norton because she's always drunk. When she's on Graham Norton. And she seems that way anyway.
I can't think of anybody.
Is it unnecessary or necessary reference? Unnecessary. But like Kathy, you were talking about Kathy Ireland.
Yes.
Kathy Ireland. Oh, I remember that scene, you know, the first time he snaps the ball and you see your legs upside down, you know, and then I remember my dad going like hitting me and like, look at this.
Yeah, actually, if Jay's still in the chat, that was one of his Christmas gift he'd always get me every year growing up, is he'd get me the Kathy Ireland calendar.
She was smoking.
And it was the only calendar my wife would let me have. She allowed me to look at Kathy Ireland. But that was my only guilt. That was my only guilty pleasure I could have, I guess.
That's really sad too, because this was back when there was no internet.
Yeah,
no, I know. Yeah,
it's true. I remember growing up. It was Kathy Ireland and Cindy Crawford. Those are my two goats.
I could only have Kathy Ireland. I couldn't have anybody else.
And Stephanie Seymour,
the model.
Who's from where?
Victoria's Secret.
No, she's from San Diego.
Who cares?
I do. I mean,
Nikki Taylor was the one I always liked a lot when I was a kid, and I never even realized that she was like 3 or 4 years older than me. I'm like, Jesus, because like she was 19, and I was probably 15 or something like that. I was like,
really?
Her height, and I'm like, I forget. You can look her up, Chris. Like how old?
Okay.
Well, Kathy Ireland used to have a very squeaky voice, very high pitched voice, but then she went to voice lessons and became less squeaky. It didn't matter to me. I mean.
Yeah, she's 5 years older than that. Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, like when she was a supermodel, though, like we were just, you know, barely in high school. But like you think at that time, like, oh, like she's like 20, you know?
And it's true.
But you're like, nowadays, you're like, that's not even, she's not even hardly older than us at all.
How did they get the term supermodel?
Someone coined it.
I think they have to save a life. So.
Well, I've been saved a number of times by supermodels, just saying. Anyway, I don't get the supermodel thing, but I mean, what if you're just do you feel bad if you're just a model?
Oh, yeah. If you never make it to super.
If you I was one.
That's true. You were. You never made supermodel. You
never quite made super status.
You never made Grieco status.
I think in order to be super, I think it's kind of like a worldwide, like people need to know you worldwide, right? That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah. So.
So best supermodel of all time. Who's your favorite supermodel of all time?
Cindy Crawford.
I'd go Kathy Ireland.
I think I would probably go with Cindy Crawford as well, because that's when people say supermodel, that's who I think of. Because I had that poster up on my wall of her and the American flag bikini that was like so popular, it was everywhere.
And she's drinking a Pepsi. Is it a Pepsi?
Yeah. And she's still smoking hot to this day.
She really is.
Yeah.
She really is. And she's like, what? She got to be like 60 now, right?
Mm-mm. I don't think she's 60.
No.
She's
probably Jack's age. Like, or maybe a little younger.
Well, I'm like 90. Matt, you haven't given us your Super
Bowl. He's 52 years old.
I don't really want to pick Cindy Crawford.
I'm older than Cindy. Wait, hold on. I'm older than Cindy Crawford. Guys,
so, I think so.
Jeez.
Anyway, I didn't want to pick Cindy Crawford along with these other guys. You know.
So I'm the only Kathy Ireland. So it's three.
So I'm going to pick Tyra Banks just because. Because you guys are clearly, you know, just in a certain mindset where it has to be Kathy Ireland or Cindy Crawford. I'm just going Tyra Banks.
I'm not saying it has to be. I'm just saying that was my first choice.
Or Patrick Swayze.
It could be Twiggy. It could be Twiggy.
be Twiggy. Yeah, that would be a good one too.
Now you're deep in most people in the chat going Twiggy.
Who's Twiggy?
All right, favorite Charlie's Angels, Charlie Angel.
I don't know who the Charlie's Angels.
I'd go with Cheryl. Cheryl Ladd was always my favorite. Even though I had the Farrah Fawcett poster and the Farrah Fawcett T-shirt,
probably Chevy Chase. Wasn't he in Charlie's Angels? Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Lucy.
I was gonna say Lucy Liu. I would say either Farrah Fawcett or Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good.
I did not know that. I read that on one of those random trivia things that pops up.
How come no one went with the smart one?
That Bill Murray and her had to be separated on set.
They hated each other.
They hated each other because he told her in front of everybody that she couldn't act. So she lost it.
I love Bill Murray.
Jay used to like Bill Murray. Is he still in the chat?
No, you guys were making fun of him. He left a while ago.
Got all mad.
You know what's funny? So I remember growing up as a kid, one of my buddies in my neighborhood, his dad in the garage had the iconic
Farrah
Fawcett poster,
the orange mesh.
In the garage. And I was like, I remember looking up one day and asking him, "Who is that?" And my buddy's dad said, "Oh, that's my girlfriend." and I had no idea what it was. I didn't know. So I'm just a young kid being like, I remember going home to my parents being like, Chad's dad's got a girlfriend.
And she's hot.
does Chad's mom know about that? But I had no idea. I grew up thinking that Chad's dad was a philanderer. And then I grew and I finally saw that picture later on. I was like, oh.
Well, Farrah Fawcett's son is in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, really?
He was, did he attack someone with a knife or he robbed someone at knife point and he blamed his parents because he didn't want to be famous? Because his dad is Ryan O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan O'Neill's had all kinds of problems with his kids, unfortunately. Tatum O'Neill, the other O'Neill, her brother, and now I don't know the kid's name, Farrah Fawcett's son. They all have issues because, Ryan O'Neill, I guess, is kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But they are all the
met him.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just if you ever read anything about him, that's what they were saying. It's like he's a jerk. He's the Mike Love of actors.
He's the Mike Love of actors.
Now we're bashing Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Everybody knows Mike Love.
I think Mike Love's just the yardstick. He's like a gold standard of. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Mike Love?
Everybody knows Mike Love's the biggest dick in rock and roll.
I've never heard that. I thought the guy from the Eagles. I thought it was what's his name.
Oh no, he's like
Don Henley and
Glenn Frey is probably
Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey is probably like third of.
So Mike Love is the biggest asshole.
Biggest asshole.
You heard what he did to Chuck Berry, right?
He
ran into Chuck Berry with a car and impaled him. It was a whole thing. I might be making shit up. I don't know.
I have never heard this. All right.
Nick's the one that's over there like, I have never heard this.
You just can't throw out Mike Love's the biggest asshole and just leave it. What has he done?
Well, I killed Nick's mom. Yeah, he gave my mom the mask. It's because he had very little songwriting ability, but he was also the lead singer in the early days. And then when Brian came, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Did he bring Charles Manson into the group? I mean, I don't know.
That would be Dennis.
Dennis. Yeah.
All right. JP saying that he killed Buddy Holly. Mike Love told Buddy Holly to skip the bus and try flying.
Yeah. To take the plane, buddy.
Mike Love was there that night.
He said, maybe, baby, it'll work.
He said, Big Bopper, you get on that plane too.
Mm-hmm. He said, bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
And then he sold that to John McClane. McLean? McClane. John McClane. John McClane.
Let's go out, move out to the coast.
Wrote that song.
John McClane from San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't think he's from San Diego, but that's okay.
Tacos.
No, so Mike Love is I've never heard that he's an asshole.
Yeah.
You sound like
you could probably Google.
You sound like Jay now.
Asshole. You could probably Google biggest asshole in rock and roll. Mike Love will probably pop up.
Just because he was, just because he's bald, is that what it is?
No, it's because it's just common. Because he shit on everything that Brian did that wasn't involved, that he wasn't involved in. Basically, when Brian started writing with other people, Mike got jealous because he wasn't going to get songwriting credits, and he wanted to have that Beach Boys sound of like, oh, it's all about girls, and like, because he liked getting laid and cheating on his wife. And then he shit on everything. And like, it's even like when they got back together in 2012 with the Beach Boys reunion, Mike Love owns the name The Beach Boys. As soon as that tour was over, he kicked out all Brian Wilson and everyone else out of the band again so he could do his own tour and capitalize it and make more money for himself. He's just like, he's just a dick.
Wow, I'm going to take down my Mike Love poster. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
He actually told John Lennon that he was bigger than Jesus, and so that's how that whole thing went down too.
It was a rumor. Yeah, started it all.
So, but I think if you put Mike Love's an asshole on a T-shirt, that's probably good too.
People would buy it.
So it's Mike, not Love.
So Mike Love had an interesting quote. I pull up the article from Rolling Stone, "The Ballad of Mike Love," and there is a quote in here that says. According to his detractors, it all started in 1966 in a recording studio with Love expressing his dislike for Brian's work on what became Pet Sounds, one of the greatest albums of all time. Quote unquote, who's going to hear this shit? The ears of a dog? Oh, that's a dig right there.
Yep. And then he shit on Smile. That's one of the reasons why Smile didn't get made.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of.
All right. Because now the Beach Boys are on Channel 4 on Sirius Radio. I'm now boycotting him.
No, it's like I love the Beach Boys. Like they're one of the greatest bands of all time, but I just call a spade a spade.
Mike loves a dick. So, Mike, if you're listening, could you be a guest on the show? We're still waiting for Greco. We couldn't get Greco on the show. How are we going to get Mike Love?
I do like JP. Mike Love told Damon Lindelof not to answer all the questions on Lost.
Mike Love told JFK, it's a warm day. Keep the roof down.
That's how this podcast started.
Maria Shriver is one of my close personal friends. We can't say that.
I've got him on my – I'm wearing him on my chest.
I see that.
How did we derail into that?
I should probably try and get Maria Shriver on the show. What do you think?
Sure.
Should try.
I mean, they're making Terminator 8.
I'm looking for a nanny. Got any good suggestions?
Really? Terminator 8?
Yeah, they just showed it was on somewhere in my feed yesterday. They showed the first.
We'll ask Arnold. Which
Lindell, because Lindell Hamilton's going to be in this one.
So, really?
Yeah, Lindell Hamilton. Interesting. So they showed the old, because they dyed her hair gray and like made her look older for this one. Because like she's supposed to be like older Lindell, Sarah Connor.
Well, she is older.
Yeah, I know. But you know, in the 25 years since Terminator 2, they're really making her look older.
Okay. Well,
you can probably look it up. You know.
So as long as we're talking about movies, I think there is an opportunity to actually talk about San Diego in a really nice light right now. Not only did it start filming yesterday, but Val Kilmer is confirmed to be in the cast for the reboot or the sequel of Top Gun.
It's good to have Ice.
Oh, really?
And man.
Ice back. Now,
is that one of the most overacted scenes in the history of when he goes, Ice.
Man. Now,
wait, and Tom Cruise is one of my close personal friends, so I got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
There is a theory out there, and it makes a lot of sense, that actually Iceman is right the entire movie.
Cruise is a dick.
Tom Cruise, not a dick, but he's a scared, emotional, immature person, and Iceman has him pegged the entire time. Like,
so you're reckless. I don't think that's a theory. I'm going to go with you on this one, Nick.
So if that's right. True, we're, then within a couple of years,
you're dangerous.
We should probably see a YouTube Red
exactly
series called The Volleyball Boys or something like that coming out.
I that scene is the weirdest scene I think in movie history. One of them. It was like you all of a sudden had this random volleyball scene.
That was me pointing to my watch.
And then poor Goose is over there with his tank top on. Everyone else is out there like, oh, look at my muscles. You know?
Actually, when the original movie came out, I could have been without the shirt. today I'd be Goose. but I'd have to, I wouldn't have to have I'd have tank top. I'd have to have a sweatshirt.
I remember watching that as a kid, being like, "Oh man, Goose is that kid that really hates shirts and skins day. He just wants to get picked by the wrong team." Because at the end of the day, dude, that was me.
Goose died.
Yeah, he did. So, spoiler. Come on, Matt.
Been long enough. People should have seen Top Gun. Saw it so many times in the theater.
I'll go see it.
Of course you're gonna see it.
Well, yeah. they don't have Top Gun's not in San Diego anymore. It's a Marine base now.
Well, they're filming in San Diego.
Are they filming in San Diego?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Is Kelly McGinnis gonna be in it?
Probably.
I mean, she hasn't been in a movie in what?
No, forever. She hasn't been in movies forever. I wonder if they're gonna go back to that barbecue joint.
Probably. The Top Gun bar, the one next.
I don't know if that's still there. I thought
it is there. Yeah.
It's there. Oh, didn't it burn down?
I thought it burned down. Yeah,
I thought I saw it last year.
I went. They probably rebuilt it because you kind of have to. Like I went there. My first.
I like it. Hold on, sorry. JP wrote Mike Love killed Goose T-shirt.
Oh no! Goose! Oh no! And you forget that Meg Ryan was in.
And so was Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, he has that great part at the end where that's where they should have ended. My wife and I fight about this all the time. That's where they should have ended the movie, not going back to where he blows back and plays the stupid Righteous Brothers, blah, 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 blah.
You never close your
eyes. Well, that was for the ladies. They go, yeah, but we beat the Russians. Move on.
Yeah, I could see it.
But no, going back to Iceman was right.
He was right the entire time.
Yeah, well, you know, because Tom Cruise is like, he always has daddy issues in a lot of his movies, right? Like Clint Eastwood has to be the guy that he has to have that one guy that's an asshole. Every movie, except for Postcards on the, whatever, Mailman Rings Twice, whatever that movie he did with Meryl Streep that nobody.
Oh, the Postcards of Madison, no, Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, I figured you watched it, Matt. But I was like.
That was a total setup. A total fucking setup. Oh, yeah. I don't know whether this one movie was Meryl Streep.
Maybe.
The broadcaster over here probably.
This week on the broadcast, we're going to go through our top five favorite movies. Number five, Bridges over Madison County.
Oh, I love that movie. Clint
Guys, I saw that in the theater when it first came out. It was a tearjerker then. It's a tearjerker now.
I was in the friend zone when I went to the theater to see it.
Fuck you. I was dating my girlfriend at the time, who I happened.
You told me he wants to just stay friends.
He went from the danger zone to the friend zone.
The danger, that's a t-shirt from the danger zone to the friend zone.
I think there's also a one to be had with the friend zone to danger zone, which is a little creepier.
Well, shouldn't it go from the friend zone to the danger zone? Because if you get married, right?
No, I'm thinking like friend zone to danger zone, Stalkerville. But that's just how I read it.
Another Top Gun update. So Kenny Loggins, I heard, is actually remaking Danger Zone as well.
What?
You know, Danger Zone? I used to love that song, but now that I listen to it all the time, he just keeps saying the same thing over.
Yeah,
he just keeps saying the same thing over and over again.
It's so weird. Like if you look at Kenny Loggins' career of like, you know, you go from.
I heard he's an asshole.
Well, I don't know about
that. Don't get me started on Kenny.
Loggins and Messina, like it's all acoustic, it's nice, and all of a sudden you get to Caddyshack and all the 80s. It's so 80s with Footloose and Danger.
I love Caddyshack. The Caddyshack.
No, I like the Caddyshack song, but you look at the difference in the way he.
Oh yeah,
it's so.
When Kenny Loggins gets to Caddyshack and he's writing that song, you can feel the cocaine from that song. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. You listen to the lyrics and you...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
I'm all right. But it's better than... I used to love... I think anyone who grew up in the 80s, or I wasn't growing up in the 80s, but I love Danger Zone. But now I listen to it. I change the channel. I can't listen to it.
He wrote Danger Zone not about Top Gun, but about trying to get away from the cops with a bunch of coke. Everything...
With Mike Love.
Pooh's Corner is probably him through rehab, I'm guessing.
And anyway. Footloose, I don't like Footloose either.
You don't like Foot Loose either?
The song. I can't listen to it anymore. Everybody cut.
If you've been to one too many weddings, yeah, then you've cut the rug.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, I think Kevin Bacon has actually said that, like, it's one of the things he cringes at when he's at somewhere and someone plays that song because everyone just looks at him like, are you going to do the dance? I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking do the dance. Like,
you think Kevin – is he cool or not? Because he doesn't like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I think I would love that if that was
successful. But he hates it. He goes,
oh, really?
He said, I goes, I hate it. He goes, I'd rather spend a day with Mike Love than do this. No, I've heard him say he hates it. He doesn't like it.
I heard he punched a guy out for knowing too much about Clapton one time.
Yeah. I can see Kevin Bacon doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy thought he was like knew too much and they were going to a Clapton concert or something.
That took me a second to realize.
Who punches a guy over that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that nicked the dick.
Yeah.
So Top Gun was going to have a new. Is it going to be a new song by? Is it going to be Welcome to the Danger Zone 2?
I don't know. I just saw that it was on my Facebook feed that someone posted an article about he's coming back to do a reprise.
So
it's like Metallica's Unforgiven 2.
Yeah, exactly.
That
is going to be. Because it's Tom Skerritt coming back.
Isn't he dead?
He's not dead. He's not dead, but I can't see Tom Skerritt coming back because the way they ended the first one was that I was thinking of becoming an instructor. So I think that the duality there will be between Ice and Maverick being instructors or something.
Yeah, you could have Tom Skerritt coming back in a walker.
He's 84 years old.
And going to, it probably still looks better than me. Comes up and goes, I'd fly with you.
The last thing I remember Tom Skerritt in was Contact. And that was forever ago. Oh,
well, he was in Cheers.
Yeah, but that was forever ago too. But I'm saying, like, the last movie I remember Tom Skerritt being in, there we had a main role.
You said he's 84?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's older than Fonda, who apparently Therese pointed out is 80.
Huh. Main
Fonda is 80.
His death in Alien to this day still gets me every time.
Yeah.
R.E.P.
Is Robbins coming back? Does Tim Robbins come back?
I doubt it. No one wants Merlin.
You're going to do what? Sorry. He's got to say that. I'm going to bring him in. He's going to fly right by.
Wow. Skerritt hasn't done anything like of note. I mean, he's on Law and Order. He was on a couple of like serialized TV shows, but man, he's been out of the scene for a while.
Is there a picture of him in the bar? There's got to be a picture of just what was his call sign? What was his call sign in the movie?
Viper.
He was Viper. Yeah. What about Michael Ironside?
Oh, he's still acting, so I can see him being in it. Jester.
What about Lou Gossett Jr.? Would he come back for this movie?
yeah.
Ripoff. Whatever happened to that kid that was in the movie?
He was in a couple of things.
Was he?
Yeah,
he grew up to become JP.
Yeah, JP, JP and I will talk about old 80s movies that no one has watched since then all the time. I was like, man, you remember The Rescue?
Iron Eagle, right? That was Iron Eagle.
It was Iron Eagle.
They made three of them, right?
Yeah.
Did they make three Iron Eagles?
I think they did.
Whoa.
I saw the first one and said, okay, I'm done.
JP made another great, because there's two Hot Shots, which I love.
So I'm just looking a little bit more into the credits for Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, first of all, it's called Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
And
the sequel.
It's being directed by Joe Kosinski.
Okay. All right.
He did their Tron Legacy. That was not great.
Oh, no.
I like Tron Legacy.
I did, too. I didn't mind it as much.
Yeah. I see the criticism, but
I'm going to read to you his directorial filmography from IMDb. And no, it's not even a top 10 list because it's only six. In 2010, he did Tron Legacy. He did Oblivion. He did a short called The Dig.
Okay, why don't they just have me direct the movie?
That's why he's doing it. It's because
he did Only the Brave, and then get this: he did a video short called Taco Bell, Web of Fries.
I don't know. It got me
Taco
with
Bell,
the Web of Fries.
San Diego.
You know what? The main thing is he's going to take direction just fine from Tom Cruise. And
he, yeah, right.
He'll do just fine.
I think that's why he got it, because Tom Cruise did Oblivion with him, and which is not a great film, but Tom Cruise can control him probably, because you know he's a control freak.
And what? It's being the screenplay is being written
by talking about my close personal friend.
Really? The screenplay is being
written
by.
Why don't you get him on the podcast, Jack?
All right, I'm gonna make a note of it. Peter Craig, Schreiber, Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh. Peter Craig wrote The Town, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, and Part 1.
What about Part 3?
Nope.
They didn't make one.
Why not?
Everybody fell asleep at the end of 2.
They were being mocked.
Interesting.
I thought Val Kilmer was dying.
He just looks that way.
Okay.
I really liked Val Kilmer up to a point.
The thing is,
and
like,
then you're just kind of like,
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Val Kilmer has done some really good roles, and he doesn't get credit for it. Like, he is great as Doc Holliday in Tombstone. He's great as the Saint.
Oh, he's the Saint. He's amazing as Jim Morrison.
As Jim Morrison. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And then even Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and 2005 as Robert Downey Jr. is great. I mean, he does a good job.
He's great as Iceman.
Yeah. And let's not forget the breakout hit Top Secret. Come on. Who has not seen that?
Where he's the music guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's supposed to be. It's an Elvis. It's an Elvis spinoff, right?
It's kind of like a Elvis movie.
He sings his way through the movies.
Yeah, in World War II. So
he was also the voice of Kit in the Knight Rider TV series from 2008 to 2009.
Really?
The show that got canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other guy was
the guy from St. Elsewhere.
One of my guilty pleasures movies is Ghost in the Darkness with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer. The one with the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
It's a good one.
So what's Val Kilmer? Val Kilmer has to be an instructor too, right? I would think so,
yeah. Like, you're still reckless, Maverick.
Let's do a flyby by the tower. God damn it, Maverick.
You.
God damn that kid.
You're still dangerous.
I think the reason that his character works so well is that he is so intense. He is so over the top. That you believe it. He exudes that alpha confidence.
You're right. I am dangerous.
Val Kilmer movie.
Are you going down a rabbit hole of Val Kilmer movies?
I'm trying to think of the movie he was in.
Batman Returns.
He's definitely like Fat Kilmer.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, Batman Returns. Batman Begins. No,
Batman Forever. It'll be like Mark Hamill and lose 35 pounds and then have
Bang Bang.
I need to watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
With Iron Man. My favorite Val Kilmer is Tombstone, though.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that movie is so...
I'll be a Huckleberry. Because there was like 10 Tombstone movies came out that year, right?
Well, it's two. Well, the thing
is... Costner, and you had the...
Yeah, he was white, and that's what I say. It's an interesting story because Kevin Costner was supposed to be, I think, Val Kilmer. I mean, it was supposed to be Doc Holliday in it, but he didn't like the script because he thought it was just too narrowly of a movie of just focusing on the Wyatt brothers, the Earp brothers. I mean, and so he said, "Well, I'm going to make my own version," but he had to wait 6 months for the set and the costumes.
Right?
Why there's two that came out?
Well, you had Kurt Russell, America's favorite actor, so.
And then, you know, Kurt Russell directed Tombstone as well, but because of I think it's called the Eastwood rule, where you can't direct and star in the same film if it's not originally contracted that way. So it's the director is like a ghost name or a fake name.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Because Russell is excellent in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to see all the best sides of it.
Every person I know who sees that movie loves that movie. It's a great movie.
Who would hate it?
There are people out there.
Who hates Kurt Russell? I mean, I know Jay. Jay's not here. Yeah. Yeah. Jay doesn't like Kurt Russell. Because at one point on one of the Ramblecasts, I stated that Kurt Russell was America's. He's in the top 10 actors in American history.
He's definitely one of the most underrated actors of all time.
And Jay said, "No way." I said, "He's been in acting since I." Because I think he's my age.
I don't know if I'd put.
He might be a little older.
Swayze, yes.
Well, you have crappy top 10 lists.
We'll see which one of my or your ideas is the crap.
The first time I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, it was really hard for me to say I liked that movie because I did not want to acknowledge that Kurt Russell was the bad guy. I was like, I don't want Kurt Russell being the bad guy.
Well, like, it's technically an Escape from New York. Isn't he technically the bad guy?
Yeah. Well, and light spoilers for Guardians of Galaxy 2. But the plot is pretty creepy with him, like seeding and raping basically these unwilling like aliens from around the world.
You never really know if he raped them or not, because his mother, Star Lord's mother, was not
okay. Didn't
she
rape.
Was willing. She was.
This, I haven't seen it. This is Kurt Russell's character.
Yeah, he's Ego, which is in the comics. He's just a planet, a living planet. But in the movie, they make him. He's able to take human form.
Yeah, because he's changed his image because he's, you know, in with the Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He did a good job in the Hateful Eight. Yeah.
The only movie I didn't really like that he was in was that Bone. I took a lot of heat for this Bone something. It's a Western. I thought it was terrible, but it's like one of the people love that movie. Bone something. Someone in the chat helped me out. It's Bone.
Westworld?
No, not Western. No, Leftovers.
So you love Tango and Cash?
Who doesn't like Tango and Cash?
Tango and Cash is great.
I know.
That's a guilty pleasure movie. You have a young Terry Hatcher, who I guess nobody likes to work with.
It's my sister.
Oh man, I had such a thing for Terry Hatcher.
But I guess she's
Bone nobody. Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk. That's
good
what
job,
it
is. Matt.
Thanks, you, Matt.
Priest.
I didn't like it. I thought it was boring. But but Terry Hatcher, I guess nobody likes her. She's worse than Mike Love.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's so sad because I
nobody liked her on Desperate Housewives. They none of the cast liked her.
I mean, I
there's always one.
Right. Well.
But she played the likable person on Desperate Housewives. I used to watch Desperate up to a point. I got sick of it after a while. That's when I was hoping to get on the broadcast, but.
You just have broadcast material.
They don't watch that show. That's not even
because it's
Desperate Housewives.
It's not on the air anymore, Matt. So,
my buddy Dave was on Desperate Housewives.
What did he play on Desperate Housewives?
He was a stunt double for, I guess, a younger character on the show, maybe one of the neighborhood kids or whatever. Who's the insanely beautiful
Eva Longoria.
So he had this take that he doesn't shut up talking about. And it's actually, I wouldn't either if it was me. But he had a scene where Eva Longoria tackles this kid in the yard and like pins him down. And somehow he lucked out to be the kid that gets tackled by Eva Longoria. And they said they had to do like three or four takes. So like he said the amount of time that Eva Longoria was actually like pressed her body on top of his was enough to give him some material for a few years.
Was he like, you don't even have to pay me?
Exactly.
I take four. She's like, you know.
And the funny thing is, like, he gets paid to this day for that work.
Oh, wow.
like not a whole lot, but like if someone buys it.
Well, still, like, again, I'd do it for free.
Exactly. That's one of his claims of fame. That and being tackled by Warren Sapp.
I pass on that.
Yeah,
that's a sad story too. Because poor Dave. Dave was he's a stuntman back in the day. No longer anymore. But he had two Super Bowl commercials that ended up getting cut.
Really?
Yeah. So there's one commercial. I don't know if you guys remember? It's a Bud Light commercial. There's a house made of Bud Light cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was in that. He actually has the original
hashtag Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, exactly. So he was in that commercial, the original cut of it, where like as a stunt guy, he came in because there's a scene where he's walking down the stairs and he falls in the stairs. And then the guy's like, oh, who drank the stairs? But he did that. And that commercial ran for like 6 months after the Super Bowl.
Oh, but he wasn't in it.
But his part got cut from it.
So he gets nothing?
So he gets nothing. Wow. So he got paid to work that day. I think he probably got paid like 10 grand just for the day, shoot or whatever. But another one was it was a commercial for like National Rent-A-Car. And he was the rental car guy. And he was renting a car to Warren Sapp. And Warren Sapp gets all excited and gives him a chest bump. And he's like harnessed up with like a wire harness and flies across the parking lot and smashes into a car windshield. But you guys might remember the day or two before that Super Bowl, Warren Sapp got pinned for like hitting somebody or for beating a woman. And
first, I guess it was overpayment for he was a prostitute.
Oh, is that what it was?
If I remember correctly, it was a prostitute and he didn't like the terms of the agreement.
Well, regardless, he hit a woman, which it is awful. And National Rent-A-Car,
as they should
have pulled the commercial. So it's like, Dave, just give it up.
Man.
Well, that would suck, though. I mean, it's just like, you didn't do anything wrong.
I know. So he got paid for the shoot, but then screwed because he would have made so much money off of those two commercials alone. He probably, well, the good thing is that because it happened, he moved home, and it probably wouldn't have happened if he was successful. So
he gave up. He's done.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's been out of the business for 5 years.
It's funny how that industry works. Just cause I've heard so many stories about people that are like our age and they come out here and worked and busted their butt and they might get one commercial a year, if that. And then there's some guy that was like an ex-football player at UCLA out here who just fit the right shape for some role. And now he's like in every, I think he's in Ballers or something like that, but like, he doesn't have any lines. He's just in every episode and he gets paid bank, you know, for, and it's like, and then now he's taking acting lessons and all that, cause he's already got a steady IMDb. And it's like, yeah, foot in the door. And it's like, and there's so many people out there. It's like, man, screw you.
Yeah.
Well, it's the luck of the draw. I mean,
it's all about timing too. It really is. Like he was saying that he was on the set for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and he was on set and this guy who was supposed to be in the shot was like late or something. So he was a stand-in for this other guy, and it was with Harrison Ford had like throw a punch at him or something like that. And he did it, and he did a really good job. But I guess the guy who was supposed to be there was like friends of somebody that they made they're like, all right, fine, he's back. We'll put him in the shot. Blah blah blah. And
well, that's bullshit.
He got kicked out of that one. And then, but he's still in the movie though. He gets paid for Indiana Jones, the worst movie ever.
Well, there's a guy he's in Hogan's Heroes. It's just an extra. He's also in MASH as an extra. He has a few lines in MASH. But all throughout MASH, I don't know if he's just, I always wonder if he's just a guy, that's all he wanted to do. That's all he could do.
Well, there are career extras and there's career stunt.
Yeah.
Like he always mentions, like, we'll be sitting watching TV and he'd be like, oh, I know that guy. Like, I used to hang out with that dude. Like, it's like, there's like a community of people that are in all these commercials
it's such a hard business to crack into, but you think, okay, this guy's been in like, I don't know how many episodes of Hogan's Heroes there were, but MASH ran for like 11, 12 years. I think 11 years. Well, that's like, as far as they could go.
A lot of people get hung up on vanity with actors because like I've met so many out here that are just C-list, D-list, E-list actors that, you know, a lot of people have this goal, like, oh, I want to be the next Tom Cruise or this like that. But like, I've met so many that are like, dude, I just want to be a working actor. That's all I want to be. Yeah. And they'll take every, like Samuel Jackson, he'll take every single role that's offered.
Because he is in everything.
Yeah, he's in everything. But like, and they don't care. Like Tyrion, the guy that plays Tyrion, Peter. That's something like he is actually quoted that on camera. Like, you know, for a long time, I kept saying, I'm only taking these kind of roles. I'm only doing this. And then finally he goes, I realized I wasn't making any money and I needed to support my family. And I said, I don't care. I'm just going to be a working actor. And I took every single thing. Yeah. And sure enough, the third role I took was Game of Thrones. And look where I'm at now.
Right. Exactly. It's a tough business. Like I said, a tough business to crack, but just luck of the draw.
Thank you. Jack, he told me also he was recently in the West Wing as well, Dave.
What was he?
So he thanks us for our watching and rewatching because he gets paid for that too.
Okay, what episode? I'll just keep watching it over and over again.
I don't know. Is that episode or season 4 or 5? I think it was.
Can I put it like on a loop and just he gets paid every time?
No, he technically I don't think he gets paid for streams. I think he gets paid for like box sets.
He probably has a lot. Why don't we have him on the podcast? He probably has a lot of stories to tell.
No, he's got tons. I think I've already shared them all though. I tend to live vicariously through his exploits.
Well, the Evil Agorian story would probably be.
He's got another similar story with oh my god, what was that? She was in Party of Five.
Neve Campbell. Parker. I mean, no.
Neve Campbell.
No.
Nick,
you're on the right path. It's got a hyphenated name.
Sarah. No. She was in Ghost Whisper.
Oh my God! What's her name?
Wasn't she in Ghost Whisper? Matthew Fox.
I was just expecting Treese to like pop up with it.
What was it? Yeah. He'll come up with it in like 2 seconds. Yeah.
What was the girl that was in Ghost Whisper?
Oh, Love Hewitt.
Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So I was on the right track.
So she was like that was a show called American Dreams, I think it was called. It was what the hell is it called? It was a show that got canceled, and it was
It was the ABC show, right? The American Dreams?
Yeah, so it was about the American Bandstand.
Yeah, right? I used to watch it.
Okay, so it was the episode where they it's a USO trip, and Jennifer Love Hewitt was the performer on the USO trip, and he was one of the servicemen in the crowd, and this is funny story about this. This actually happened when I was I just started dating my wife. This is going back to like 2013, I think it was. And Dave was in the middle of his stuntman career, and I was back here home. And it was a Sunday night football game. Patriots are playing, and I'm at my wife's best friend's house, she's now one of my best friends too. But this is like my first time meeting my wife's best friend and her group of friends, and we're gonna go watch the Pats at Amy's house.
Who were they playing?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. And that was the night that his episode was on. So Dave's got like everybody he knows in the East Coast, like breaking away from the Patriots game to watch this episode that he's in, because he gets on stage with Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Jennifer Love Hewitt like grinds all over him. So he's on a different level with this whole thing. So everybody over here is like, okay, all right. So I got the entire house of people who are watching this Patriots game to flip over to the other channel to watch American Dreams. My buddy Dave's on it. And we're sitting there. I'm sitting there watching the scene, and the whole thing goes on. No Dave.
Dave's not here.
Poor fucking bastard scene gets cut. And so we're all sitting there, and he started, and this is before texting was like a big deal. And so I'm recalling him being like, what's the deal? And he hadn't seen it yet because he's on the West Coast. So he's right. Like, what do you mean? I go, I just watched it, dude. And like everyone's calling him at the same time. And everyone's like, what's going on? He's like, what do you mean? We just watched it. You were not. He's like, you fucking kidding me? Like,
oh, no. So what's Dave's nickname? What's his nickname? Cutting Room Floor?
Yeah, exactly. He's got so much shit in the cutting room floor. It's not even funny. But yeah, and that was that was also the first night of me being my wife's friends. They're all like, what the fuck is this guy making us watch this TV show for? You know, the Patriots game.
Turn out the patch for this shit.
Exactly.
I was just speaking of football games, something like that. Like, I was explaining it to a girl that I work with. We were going to lunch today, and she was like, yeah, I always kind of want like an October wedding. I was like, if you in the South have an October wedding, you will be hated by every single person because you're putting it right in the middle of college football and NFL. I was like, why would you have a wedding on a Saturday or Sunday in the peak season of a sports season? Like, because no one's going to show up. Like, basically, you'll get the invitation that says, we encourage you to be here on October 22nd. And you're like, fuck you. I'm like,
we're playing Vanderbilt that day.
Yeah, or anybody. Because, like, the third week of October is always Alabama versus Tennessee, which is now a slaughter. But, I mean, it was always a great rivalry. So it's just like, no.
That's kind of like the Super Bowl. Hmm? Did you get married in October?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
He's from Indiana though, so like his version would be like March or February. Like,
we actually got married in Ohio too, so just to confuse it even more.
First in marriage.
So first in marriage, first and only marriage too. By the way,
oh, so, there you go.
You know, like, Chris, your friend having the memory of Eva Longoria, like when it made me think of. That random line from Street Fighter, that really god awful movie with the main villain says, because that's what I think of too. Like now, like when I think of Evangeline Lilly, talking to her in the hotel for what, a good 15 minutes, Jack, or more.
Oh yeah. You were talking to a longer. We came over and kind of hoarded it in on your.
Yeah, but like, I mean, letter. that's a good memory of me sitting there talking to this person, and I know she has no recollection about it whatsoever. And that's the line from the movie is that, you know, like the day that Blanca came to, or whatever his name was, like Bison, when Bison came to your hometown, that was the greatest day in your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
Like, oh. Well, it's like we said when you see, I think Jay said, well, we met you before. I go, not that you'll remember. And she didn't.
No, she didn't. Yeah. It's the same like the next year when I saw her. I was like, hey, do you remember me? Yeah, we sit there and hung out for a while in the hotel bar, you know, the hotel right there. And she kind of was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
She's very nice.
Oh, very nice.
Like I said, I had the pleasure. We had the book signing where you helped us cut in line.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I do that.
Looking forward to seeing her in Wasp. So
yeah. I'm like 90% confident that she's going to vanish. Oh, sorry. Well, not really.
I know that some people vanish.
Yeah.
So
I think that she's going to vanish.
I don't know who they are or what. You happened,
vanish from the movie or just vanish from enough memes movies altogether?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to spoil you, Jack. But yeah. Like, a lot of people die in Infinity War. So
I'll forget.
Really?
No, I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know anymore.
I'll forget. I won't remember.
You need some ginkgo biloba there, Jack. Come on.
I'll forget to take it.
But yeah, we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see. And then we have like nothing. Like we have that coming out in July, and then there's no that I know of really good movies coming out for like the next 5 months after that. That's what I was saying to someone the other day. I was like, you know, Solo was just really bad timing. It should have been released in August when nothing else was coming out.
Well, it hasn't done well at the box office, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Because if they would have waited a few more months, it might have done a lot better.
Were they trying to put it out before the big...
No, because it was the dumbest timing ever. I know they released it on the traditional date of Star Wars releases, as in May 25th. But you already had Infinity Wars and Deadpool 2 come out 2 weeks ahead of it. So you're like... Yeah. People are oversaturated. They don't want to go to the movie theaters 3 weeks in a row a lot of times.
Also, that's a lot of work.
We've been having Star Wars in December as well. So there's that kind of like, oh, you know, hey, it's December. Like, this is the thing to do.
Well, I've reached it.
Now there's going to be like a huge long wait just to get to episode 9. So,
well, I've reached that age where most movies that come out, I go, I don't want to see it.
That's how you really feel, Jack.
Do what?
So tell us how you really feel.
It's just you get to a certain age where you go, oh, God, it looks stupid.
God.
Mm-hmm. It just does.
God, why do I have to eat and take a nap?
It's like, do I want to go out with the stupid people who are going to be on their stupid cell phone? They're going to be talking during the movie.
Why do I have to kiss you every time I come home every day? I've done that every day for the last 20 years.
Well, I don't even come home anymore. I'm just home. Didn't we kiss already? I said hello earlier today. I think that's enough, isn't it?
Do we have to say goodnight? Can we just grunt?
I am dangerous, wife of mine.
One question for you guys. Have any of you watched our Netflix assignment yet?
I'm on episode 3.
Okay.
It's pretty trippy.
It is. I've watched the whole thing through. I just was like, oh man,
I'm just saying she's a piece of work.
How long are these episodes?
Piece of work.
They're like 55 each. Minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so an hour episodes each. Right?
Chris, how far are you into it?
He finished it.
I finished it before you guys even started.
Oh, okay.
Is it just one season right now?
Yeah.
It's only four episodes.
Four. Okay, yeah.
Great. So I think
they are intense.
We should probably review it next week.
Yeah, I'll try to knock it out this weekend.
And just spoiler alert. The opening, you do get to see the guy get blown up.
Yeah.
You do. Nick's like, what?
Nice. Yeah. I know there's a collar and
Well, the whole time they're going to show it. They're going to show it. Yeah, they are.
Well, because
they showed
first
it.
I'll do a little spoiler here. They kind of show it at first and then they cut away. Then they come back and say, all right, we're just going to fucking show it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom. I go, huh? I go, wait, he's still alive? Anyway,
does he fuck the donkey?
What? No, but
no, he doesn't get to the donkey.
It's called Evil Genius.
Evil Genius.
For those of you that are interested in what we're talking about, we'll definitely discuss it.
What cracked me up, though, his family was upset that they didn't go rescue him right away, but they didn't know if there was another bomb attached to him.
Well,
I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
yeah. I started watching another show as well, per some, I think, recommendations. I forget who mentioned it, but I'm now currently on season 2 of Atlanta.
That was me.
Oh, right.
Was it you?
Yeah, that was me.
I'm a fan.
I told you'd like it.
I'm a fan.
I finished season. I had to watch it on FX. And God, can I just complain about FX for a second? You have to watch commercials on the website.
Yeah.
I have to sign on with DirecTV and AT&T because that's who my providers are. What commercials do I get every fucking time there's commercial? DirecTV and AT&T. Are these relevant to you? No. They do little smiley faces or something like that. I do the unsmiley face. I do the non-smiley face, and they still show me AT&T, the same one over and over and over again. But other than that, the show is fantastic.
It really is. And you get to – it's a show in which you start to really like the characters.
What's the premise?
Premise is takes place in Atlanta, and it's about an up and coming
Paperboy
rapper,
who's my favorite character,
named Paperboy, and his cousin played by Donald Glover.
Is he a paperboy?
No, he's making that paperboy.
It's just false advertising.
And his cousin, who Ernest, who is Donald Glover, is trying to be helping him out as his manager.
His manager, yeah. Because he went to Princeton.
Yep.
What episode? You're on season 2, you said?
Season 2, yeah. I just saw an episode where he went to an Oktoberfest, and that was
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah. I like her. I really like her a lot.
She's in a superhero movie.
Deadpool, yeah.
She plays Domino. Yeah, she's...
Oh, that girl, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a... Season 2 has some flashbacks. You go, oh, wow, okay.
And there's one episode in season 1 that's kind of, I'm not going to call it a throwaway episode, but it had nothing to do with the progression of the season. And they do a really nice job of trying to inject like humor. Like it's actually, a lot of it's really
Is that the funny. One with the commercials and the transgender
yes.
white guy?
Yes, on that the talk show.
It's my favorite of both seasons, my favorite episode.
I laughed out loud a number of times.
CJ said it wasn't as funny as I thought as I said it was, but it's hilarious.
I thought it was awesome.
It's hilarious.
But it is it's written, I think many of the episodes are written by Donald Glover.
He's a genius.
He really, really is. Does a really nice job with it. Like Donald Glover, by the way, I never gave him enough credit. It is a phenomenal actor. Like he does a really, really nice job.
It's gotten to the point now that I've forgotten. I can't see him anymore
in Community.
Community, right. Yeah. Like everyone knows him from Community, and then I forget now. I can't see him as that character anymore, which is great.
If you watch Atlanta, he's gone well beyond Community.
Yes, agreed.
And then there's episode 6 of season 2. You're like, it's probably the most fucked up episode of TV you're gonna watch.
Really.
But it's Black Mirror. Maybe not worse than Black Mirror, but it's like you're like going, it's so fascinating but fucked up at the same time.
Yeah.
And just an amazing 30 minutes of television.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. For those who might be interested in watching Atlanta, it's a dramedy.
Right.
But it's also 30-minute episodes, so it's easy to to kind of just consume it here and there and watch a couple episodes or whatever. Overall, I highly recommend it so far from what I've seen.
And how many per season?
There's 10.
10.
Well, I think season 2, there's 11 because they have the episode season 2, 10 is kind of a flashback and kind of sets up the whole relationship between Paperboy and Ernest.
You know what's crazy is that I really like the format that we've gotten into the last probably 5-6 years of like the 10 episode seasons. Because I remember when Sherlock came out many years ago, even though we had like 4 seasons, I remember people giving Stephen Moffat shit because he's only making 3 episodes per season, even though they were an hour and a half each episode. And he said, I would rather have 3 episodes of awesome television than 20 episodes of filler, you know, or something like that.
Well, I think that's what like you're saying is you watch TV now and you're like going, like you watch a network television show, 22 episodes, 23, you're going to have some clinkers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not
but
have?
You can see that with Lost, you know, that has in the first three seasons are that format of like, oh, we want 22 to 24 episodes per season. And some were stinkers and completely filler. Even though, you know, we did learn what Jack's tattoos mean.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then again, like when they switched it to the 16 or whatever episodes there were per the last three seasons, I felt like a lot of people, they were a bit rushed and they didn't get things. So you kind of have that dilemma.
Right.
Well, I think Lost, if it was on, always thought Lost would be a better show on cable.
Yeah.
If it was on HBO, I remember after Lindelof this, but he said, well, you know, he didn't really want to answer it. But I think because Leftovers was such a perfect show, would we all agree except Chris?
But Leftovers to me is a mini Lost. It's still the same message.
It's the same message, but it's so, like you said, there's 10 episodes and they're all, except for season one, because it's kind of hard to watch, but season two and three are just perfect. Yeah. But if Lost was on, I think it just would have been, you would have 10 episodes a season. It would have been tight.
You know, but I'm with Chris though, with Leftovers, I really liked it, but I watched it as it aired. But if I binge watched Leftovers right now, I probably wouldn't like it because the fact that there's so much setup in season one that is just completely ignored in those other in the season two and three, where you're like, well, what happened with that? And what happened with that? But you don't think about it when you watch it as aired because you've forgotten about those little minor points. Well,
you know what? I take crap for this, but I've always tell people, I go, start with season two.
Yeah, that's true. Like, season one is basically based on the short story of the book, right. And then season two and three are its own thing.
You don't need to watch season one to know what's. And people are, oh yes, I go. I've had people send me hate mail for that. I go, no. I go, season two. I mean, I like season one.
I mean, the hate mail was from Jay, but you know,
it was still. Well, Jay would whine during the podcast. We got down. Don't do that. But no, season two and season three to me are just perfect television. You don't need season one. I mean, go back and watch season one. People, I go, no, you. This is the only way to keep people because season one was kind of depressing, right?
I mean,
there was. I mean, episodes. It's like, oh my god, I can't watch this anymore. Plus, they had characters you didn't care about.
The Bible is more upbeat than the first season of Leftovers.
I do get really tempted though sometimes because I live in Protest Central of Los Angeles that I want to sometimes just wear completely white. And stand outside with the cigarettes.
Ripping cigarettes.
I do. I just want to stand out there while people are out there with their billions of signs just complaining and yelling at each other.
Well, it keeps them happy. Gives them something to do.
It does.
Keeps them occupied. Keeps them from putting on weight.
Yeah, freedom is free, man.
We've kept people occupied for almost 2 hours at this point.
Have we?
We're all over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to put on Facebook. I have stock in Weight Watchers. I'm really happy the stock is going up. It's gaining. Would that be wrong?
And so are you.
It is gaining. I mean, it's been pretty profitable for us. So.
Well, yeah, we haven't had a comment in the chat for a while. So probably people are getting
tired. They've all gone to sleep.
Did JP leave?
Yeah, he was just like,
I can't take him.
Fuck it.
So this is probably a good time to wrap it up, but. If you like this podcast.
Oh, wait. JP did call in. He made a point to tell me that he left a voice message.
Yeah, I told him. I said, I go, why don't we get some fucking wires? He goes, no, I want to hear your fucking struggle with the. I go, fuck you. Anyway. That's nice.
So you hear that, JP? Jack is telling a patron, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm like the Mike Love of podcasting.
Oh, Trist is still here too. So, you know, but I do think it is time to wind up the
show. Because didn't you say, hey, I don't mind doing this as long as we keep it shorter?
Well, no, I just was trying to keep it to.
I didn't even really, this one just kind of rolled, didn't it? I mean,
it did.
Yeah. And we do.
We always think we don't have anything to talk about. Then we just find a way to do it for 2 hours.
This is not scripted.
No.
They know.
they know. That's not a secret.
Because my wife will go, what did you talk about for 2 hours? I go, I don't know.
I don't know.
Top Gun?
Top Gun. We talked about Top Gun for about 2 hours.
Being tackled and grabbed for a long period of time with the Evil Gorian.
Yep. Apparently Mike loves an asshole.
Yeah, Mike
loves. Yeah. It was about an hour and a half of Mike Love talk.
Yeah. Blows my eyes.
Well, hopefully some of the listeners will go out and rent some Val Kilmer movies from their local Blockbuster. Pop in some Mike Love tunes, kick back with a couple brewskis.
just not the Island of Dr. Moreau. That's the only
so
one.
So our goal, not that one. Our goal of guests is to get Dave, right?
He'll come on.
Dave.
He's been on the show before.
I know. Maria Shriver and Tom Cruise.
And Jane Fonda.
And Jane, I don't think.
But we'll settle for Dave. I'm actually heading up to Sebago Lake in Maine.
Hey, but
this weekend with Dave. Sebago
Lake?
Sebago Lake.
Oh, Sebago Lake. Okay.
If we get Dave on, can we please cut him out of the episode?
Hey, that's good.
He'll tell all his friends, I'm going to be on this podcast. That's perfect.
Sorry, Dave. We recorded actually everything except for you for some reason. So
I don't know. You got muted. I don't know how that worked out.
We usually like to pay our podcasters, but you know.
That's outstanding. I absolutely want to do that.
Can we do it? Can we do it during football season so he tells everyone to stop watching the Patriots?
Yeah.
My podcast is out.
Oh, my God. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
We'll do the same thing to Cruz and Maria Shriver, too.
Right? You know what's funny? Dave and Macha, we're going to extend this for another minute or two, but Dave actually, he guest hosted on Media Junkyard back in the day, my alma mater. And he was not really in tune with how podcasting was all about and like kind of how the whole setup, and he was using like, you know, the onboard mic from his computer or whatever. And I remember we're in the middle of recording the show and he texted me. He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I just texted him back. I'm like, dude, just go, man. Just go. No big deal.
It's called a 10-20.
And he didn't mute his mic. And at the time he was living in New York City in like a studio apartment. So all of a sudden you can just hear Dave pissing. It's just like a 40-second.
It's not like Jay
piss.
Farting. Right?
Yeah, it's solid, solid piss. And he comes back and we're all laughing. He's like, what? I'm like, mute your mic, dude.
Pretend you're on like Desperate Housewives or American Dreams and just get edited out.
Well, he wanted to take the whole podcast along for the experience.
I left you guys a link to his IMDb page so you can do some homework.
I see that. So is that it? Are we done? How many people are left in the chat?
None.
No, JP's still there.
JP and Trees.
I appreciate you guys for hanging on with us.
We got 7 people. So we started.
Yeah, there's 4 of us.
Yeah, so 4 of us and 3 other people.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
Well, thanks, guys, for for playing along. If you like this podcast, you can go become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JaneJack or go to JaneJack.com. Click on the little button that says become a patron. Every little bit helps. If you like to shop Amazon, who doesn't? We all accept Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Go to Amazon.com. Wait, JaneJack.com. Just go to JaneJack.com. Jesus Christ, on the little button. Well, it's been 5 hours. I'm sitting here for 5 hours. Go to Amazon. Just JaneJack.com. Slap on Amazon. It looks like the normal page. And at this time, we'd like to thank all our patrons, but we'd like to thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rittner Flatfelder, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Maggie the Magnificent. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for everyone. It does with you. And thanks for everyone who joined us in the chat. That's all I got. Anything else?
Great show, guys. 1 in 740.
One.
Yeah, tune in next week when I'll be on the broadcast.
All right, guys. Away go and goodbye.
See you.
Bye.